Hello. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Live Your Personal Best. We are back from our summer break. It is back to school season. It's football season. It's the start of fall. And I'm so excited that that means bringing you a brand new season. If you can't tell, I'm pretty fired up today because we're talking all about resets and refreshes and, you know, going into a new season, feeling that refresh, feeling that rejuvenation, and maybe you're not feeling that yet. And by the end of today's episode, we're going to talk about how you can get there because, you know, we should be celebrating new beginnings. We should always be looking to get out all that stale energy. Yes, you could be working towards the same things. Yes, you might have the same goals, but let's make it start to feel different. Let's bring in some new energy, some new ideas. So if you're excited to join this with me, make sure that you're subscribed. New episodes will now be coming out every Monday coming up. I promise this podcast will be back now. And make sure to share with a friend. With that, let's get started. What's up, and welcome to the Live Your Personal Best podcast. This is the place where I help current and former athletes like you to show up confidently in the gym and in life. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman, a former Division I athlete and author of Elite to Everyday Athlete. I'm going to show you how to stay motivated in reaching your goals and how to have more fun doing it. So let's sweat it out and start living your personal best. So when I'm talking about new beginnings here, this does not need to be some dramatic new beginning. This does not need to be you packing up and moving somewhere new. This does not need to be a huge career change, a huge life change. In fact, for me, I don't really have a big change at all, but I still feel like this is a new beginning. And the reason for that is because this summer, I had a fun summer. I took a break from doing my workout classes and I joined some intramural teams. I took semester off, took the last month off from grad school, had a little bit of a break there, threw some traveling in, had a great summer, right? Now that September has started, I am back in school. I'm taking the same classes I took last year. I'm working the same job. I renewed my gym membership at the same gym that's right across from me, that's been there for the past 2 years. And I could look at that and it could feel same old, right? Just getting back into that routine, but it doesn't. It feels like this brand new beginning because I actually took a break. Taking a break from something is a great way to reset and actually evaluate if the things you're doing, if your routines, all of that are actually satisfying you. When you take a break, are you looking forward to getting back into it? Are you looking forward to continuing on to keep working towards it? Like, yeah, grad school is probably not the most exciting thing. And a lot of me was like, oh, I don't want to get into the schedule again of tests and homework and all of that. But then classes started. I went to my first one. And I was like, oh, yeah. You know, like, I can't get into the hang of this. I wrote down all the due dates in my calendar, and I was like, okay, this is something manageable. I feel refreshed because I didn't just go back to back to back. I haven't been at my gym in probably 4 months now. And yes, it's a gym that I've done over 200 classes at, and I've been a member for 4 years now, and I know all of the instructors, but I'm making this a new beginning. And they're also so important because these new beginnings get you excited for something again. That's the main thing of all of this, is getting you excited about what you're working towards, getting you excited to wake up each day and actually cross stuff off your to-do list. Right? When you're starting fresh, you're rejuvenated, you're starting new, it's no longer like, oh, I have this same thing on my to-do list. I've been doing this each week, but it's things that you're actually getting excited for. That's a huge reason why I decided to take a break from the podcast completely. I felt like I had this to-do list that never ended. I needed to get a new social media manager. I needed to reach out to more guests to get the backlog. I needed to come up with new content. I needed to be posting on TikTok. I needed to update my website. I needed to update the show notes. I had this long to-do list, and every day when I woke up, it was the same things on those to-do lists. And yes, I would work towards it a little bit, and I could cross one thing off here or there, but it kept piling it on. And it felt like I couldn't get out. I felt like the hole just kept getting deeper and deeper. And I realized I wasn't enjoying any part of it anymore. There was probably a month straight where I woke up and I was almost like hiding my planner away. I would be like, okay, maybe I just like won't pull it out today, right? I'll pull it out tomorrow. Maybe things will be gone by then. Maybe the website will magically fix itself. Maybe someone will reach out to me about wanting to join my team, right? Like, I just didn't want to actively do it. And so that's why I took the decision. I was like, I'm going to take a break. And when I take this break, I never came out and said I was taking a season break. I never really called it any of that because I didn't know where it was going. If I took that break and realized, you know, I didn't enjoy any part of podcasting, then maybe I would have never come back. And that would have been the permission that I needed, that I finally gave myself. Instead of getting like burnt out to the core, I just took a step back, evaluated, and could call it quits. But the opposite actually happened. The opposite of, okay, that whole like 2 month span where I wasn't really working on it, I was getting so many fresh ideas. I was like opening my notebook and I'd write down, okay, I want to record this when I'm back. I want to record an episode on this. And I had all of these just brain dumps, just like what happened when I first started the podcast years ago. When I first started, that was the same energy I had. And that's when I knew it was the time to come back. I felt that new beginning of like, okay, yes, I'm doing the same thing. Yes, I'm building on, you know, the past 170 episodes I've had. And, you know, you might be have listening to this before and now you're listening now and you're like, this is no different. But for me, it is a new beginning. So now when you're looking at your own life, really find those things that you might feel a little burnt out from. You might be like, oh, this was so much more exciting at the beginning. I was having so much more fun with this a few months ago and I don't feel that way anymore. What are those things that you find in your life that you're like, I wish I had that same passion for again. I wish I had that same energy and motivation. And if you're listening to this, it's probably working out. It's probably health and fitness. And so I encourage you don't have to take a break from exercising in general, but how can you start a new beginning again? At the beginning of summer, I decided to join a volleyball intramural league, and it ran for 7 weeks, and I was terrible, even though I played it in high school. I was pretty bad. It wasn't that great of a workout. It was also really cold. It had like started in April. And April in Boston is not beach volleyball weather. So anyways, it wasn't like, you know, I signed up for this thing and then I fell in love with volleyball again and now I'm like super gung-ho about that. No, in fact, I didn't. But that made me go back and appreciate finding the things I did like. It just gets that creative muscle going again. It gets you rewiring to be like, okay, maybe I did like this part of my routine, or I tried shaking it up and now I'm ready to go back. Because we're always working in cycles. We're not meant to just do the same thing every single day, every single season, every single month. Like, it always changes. And that's why I think fall time and a brand new season is also the perfect time to make it a new season in your life too. For you, maybe this new beginning is going back to something you've done in the past. Or this new beginning could just be something brand stinking new that you've never done before. And a new season's perfect for that. Don't like the hot weather? Well, now's your chance to go inside. Don't like the cool weather? Now's your chance to try something indoors. Want to get creative with what you're eating? Maybe eat healthier? Well, there's a ton of different fruits and vegetables in season. It's easier to cook when it's colder out because you're not sweating in your kitchen. It's easier to go out and find fresh things at farmers markets. Right, there's so many just new things out there with this new season. And so that is my push for you today, is what can you do to get excited, to get refreshed, to get a new beginning? For you, it could be finally taking that break from something. It could be trying something brand new. Or it could be circling back to something you've done in the past before and you might just kind of miss. But there is honestly no better way to get motivated. There is no better little motivation hack than starting fresh, rejuvenated with the new beginning. So mark it down today, put it in your journal, write the date, circle it, and say, today is the day I began blank. And I hope that that helps you with the rest of your day and the rest of your week. I know that I am so excited for this new season of the podcast, of things that I will be bringing to you. And as always, if you have any feedback, suggestions, want to hear on a particular subject, just reach out on Instagram. It's at liveyourpb for personal best, at liveyourpb. Just send me a message because I'd be happy to bring more to this podcast, what you want to hear. So with that, I'll see you next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.